Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed pad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loop, goose with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my stars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chilling in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel. Ha 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 ha. You just
prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had to blinged up, used to put some line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this.
Welcome and Shillin' Nunchucks on the Shillin' Nunchucks Show here with my little furball co-hosts, both of them, Jackie Chin Kitty and Rocky Balboa, a little screwball little kitten. Driving me nuts.
I have no idea what I'm going to talk about tonight. I gotta be honest. I was like, maybe I'll think about, you know, like I said, I've been having some issues with some of the equipment, and I will be getting, you know, some guests on my show. And I don't know, I think we're talking about this new project I'm going to be doing called NRG Woman. I just did a photo shoot for it, and it's like a superhero kind of campy kind of feel to it, the big, huge hair. So I'm actually going to be working on that. I mean, there's a couple of things I'll be doing. So I'm just thinking of getting out of Maine and going to California. I just cannot stand the cold weather. And, you know, hey, you only live once. I'm not attached to anything. I'm not attached to anyone or any kids or anything like that. I have kitten and cat, but, you know, may as well see. I could always move back, but seriously, I'm so done with the winters in the East Coast. Bless everybody else that loves the winters, but no, 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 no. Don't want to deal with anyone. Don't want to walk in it. Don't want to drive in it. Don't want to deal with the winter anymore with the snow. So I can just pitch myself out in California nice and warm. Just so want to be out of the snow. So playing some music tonight. Like I said, I'm working on getting guests and getting some things straightened out, and I'll be having future guests. So let me see. Next song up, I was playing, I opened up with Back For You All by Eric Ariati and Feel by Laz and Cab. They've tried to set the studio, and now I'm going to play Cardiacs, Follow My Way, and I'll be back.
Sonic Peace.
Me how to feel. I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I'm kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my entity. I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone
someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave.
I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I will apologize. Cause you know, I'm not the mother guy.
don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah. I seen it when you stepped in. Couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Party me aggression. I need to have a session. Privately impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional. Nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Stop piece and analogy. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just give me love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming of on the team. Close. I grabbed it close, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a top seat. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sitting on a hot seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Oh, honey, it's all about the love. So put your hands together for your fellow man, because the tax man is coming round again. Hey, tax man, I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it up.
Come on. much pain in this game, swallowed too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me sit you the great. Bridge place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask for the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
This is Shelly Nunchuk. I'm back on the show, and it seems like the kitten has finally calmed down. What a little stinker he is. I don't, this is the first time I've ever had a boy kitten. I've always had girl cats, and he's so hyper. He tears down my curtains. He jumps in the fridge, and I swear I have to watch him, make sure he doesn't jump in the stove. Yeah. He's in the bathroom, and I'm like, he's kind of quiet, and usually when I catch him, he rolls down the whole entire toilet paper roll, and I'm like, what are you doing, you little rat hole? But I love him. I have fallen in love with this boy kitten. I have an older cat. Her name is Jackie Chan. She's on top of the fridge right now, and I just got to check just to see what is he doing. The bathroom light's not on. Let's see what the little guy is doing. Let's see. Where is he? Whoa, he's not in the bathroom. Where'd he go? Where are you? Rocky. Okay, where'd he go? Place isn't that big, but I'm like, he's up to no good. I know he's going to have a sneak attack like a ninja cat on me. Where are you? Hey. Yeah, the other cat's meowing at me. I don't know where the heck he went. He's gonna grab my foot somewhere. Where are you, Rocky? I'm trying to get him out. Okay, great. Like I said, I mentioned on my Facebook. I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about tonight. Okay, there he is. He was hiding in the bathroom. Ooh, you little shit. He's like, look at me. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I've been having a little bit technical difficulties with my phone and such. So I am working on getting more guests. I just have been working very hard to get guests, and I just don't want to have someone on my show and then I lose signal or something like that. So I'm also trying to do a transition to a radio show in LA in California too. So because I'm thinking about moving out to California, and there's actually a station out there, and I talk to people, and if I can get it up and going, I can start broadcasting from LA from here in Maine. And then once I go out to LA, I can actually do it in the studio there. So I'll still be doing Blog Talk Radio. I still love doing this. I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I feel very blessed because I've gotten people in the stunt community and the action community out in Hollywood on my show, and it's the Grandmasters, and hearing their stories, it's a wonderful thing that I've been able to do with my show, because I've mentioned before, I have no idea that my show is going the way it is, where it's actually preserving the history from the stunt community. So I'm feeling very blessed about that and having an opportunity to talk with people who have seen most of their work growing up. And the funny thing is, now this is going to give away my age. I don't even care. Next month I'm turning 44. And growing up, when I was watching TV as younger, and they didn't have all this computer technology, and we were lucky we had a TV. What we had was the antenna. And with the antenna, what we would do is when the antenna broke off the TV, we would get a coat hanger and stick on the back of the TV. And we had two knobs, one for UHF and one for VHF, and usually they would come out. Nowadays, you can Google everything, go on the internet, and you find out all the credits to all the actors, the stunt people. When we were growing up, we didn't have the ability to do that. So if you were watching, you know, a movie, the credits would go by and you couldn't stop it. So even when you had cable, when we got color TV, it was like, oh, such a big deal. But still, once you miss the credits, you can't stop it. Even when you had cable, you couldn't stop it. It didn't have all this technology. So for the longest time, I didn't know people, stuff that I watched, American Ninja and all these other films, and I'm watching for years. But later on, getting more into technology and be able to see everything, learning the names of the people. And it's kind of funny that a guy I call my ninja pal, he's so super cool and so laid back, he's crazy. And I can even say this, his name is Stephen Lambert. Like I said, I have no idea. I'm just blabbering on because I have no idea what I was going to talk about tonight, because I'm getting all like, I've been running back and forth and trying to do things and get things, you know, for myself, running back and forth to the gym, getting my six-pack abs on, working on that, and, you know, trying to do other things. I'm going for a big hike tomorrow, so I'm going to be out of social networking nowhere, and I love going up to the mountains. Okay, what was my point of everything? It's like, I'll tell you about the mountains stuff later on, but my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, it's so cool because he's so down to earth. He has so much energy. I mean, he says that, you know, he can't do what he used to do, but this guy, the things he's done, I've watched my whole life, and didn't know he was, because he was doing stuff, crazy stuff, like he was actually on top of the Statue of Liberty back in the 80s for the Adventures of Raymond Williams. And this was like, he's one of the only guys in like all history in making with the Statue of Liberty. He's been up there doing stunts, and this was back in the 80s. And I'm like, you're crazy. I'm like, you're absolutely nuts and stuff. You know, he's like been swinging from helicopters, jumping out of helicopters, and a whole bunch of things. And I'm like, man, this guy must have great balance, because even like on a high road, on a tightrope high up in the air, and it's like, man, he's got to have good balance. And he's worked, he doubled for James Woods, and he still to this day doubles for James Woods. He worked with on a set for with around Robert De Niro. He's worked with Al Pacino. I'm trying to think of the people he's worked, but it's just like, you know, seeing his work, just like every time he turns around, I see him post on his Facebook wall these pictures, and I'm like, Steven, you worked in that picture. I mean, nowadays you can look up everything on the imdb.com page, and you can find anybody that's an actor, anybody that's in the entertainment business, you can find their page. I have a page. I haven't updated it yet, you know. It's just I've been working on the film for so long, and I just figure I don't have to update it. I mean, maybe I should, but, you know, like everybody's always telling me that, but I don't want to bother yet. Maybe before I go out to California, I'll tweak it and I'll try to like do what everybody says, you know, get an actor's resume going and stuff like that. But you have to be honest, really think about this. All the work I've done, you know, if you don't have proof of what you've done, okay, now, and it's like, of course, it's my fault. I always tell people, being, you know, non-union stuff and things that you worked on, you know, you're promised copy and credit, right? And you think you're going to get it. It's like pulling teeth from the dentist. So I've had pitches of working on sets, but I've never got copy of things. Never got copy. I mean, maybe I can take stuff for YouTube and clip it and stuff, and that's why I don't have a demo reel. So it's like, if you don't have proof of what you've done, how can you really put it on your resume? You know, if you really think about it, you can put down anything you want on a resume as an actor, because even as an extra, who's going to check it, right? But, you know, what am I going to do? I'll just have to keep going forward. But the thing is, I think the way everything's going in my life to do films a little bit here and there, it's kind of the reason why I like radio is because it's so much, I don't know, maybe because it's just like talking. I don't have to put on makeup. I don't have to worry about what to wear. You can take a poop. You can pee. You know, you can fart or whatever. Not like worry. It's just like more like laid back and relaxed. And when I was watching this thing, and I can relate to this, where in radio there's really no egos. You just are. You know, you don't even have to worry. People are listening to your voice. You don't have to worry about what you're looking like. You can grow older. You can start sagging and stuff like this. It's like people still listen to your voice. And I was watching this really cool thing. See how I ramble on when I don't have a guest on it? I just go from one thing to the next. So that's just how I run the show. But I was watching this really cool. I think it's called I Know That Voice. And it was on Netflix. And it was really, really cool. And it was these actors, these voiceover actors, like, man, I would love to do that. And it's showing, it's like an hour and a half, a little bit of a documentary, and all these cartoons and stuff, and all these actors. And what they were talking about, being a voiceover character actor, you really have to act when you're doing these voices, even though people aren't seeing you. And when I was watching, I go, this is really kind of cool. And they were showing people and stuff. And I have these, hold on, get out of the window. Get. I don't want you pulling down the, get out of there. Get out of there. Here, play with that. Here's a string. Here. Here, I know you want to scratch my butt. Stop that. Get out of there. I'm going to put this cat in one of those hamster balls. I swear to God. He has so much energy. Here, eat that. No wonder why the other cat's up on top of it. But getting back to, I know that voice. It went on with all these different people, these voiceover actors that were doing it for years. And I was like, I got so into it. And I'm going, man, imagine to do voiceovers. I mean, I've got a funny voice. I've got this Boston accent. I'm a kind of a character. And I like the fact, you know, like I said, you could show up and you'd be half naked. No one would even know. Like I said, this is why radio is awesome to do. Because it doesn't matter what you look like. You just keep talking and stuff. And it's like, seriously, if you feel like crap, and it's like, maybe that's why, like, Howard Stern and all those people and stuff like that, they like doing radio because they could show up and they could be hungover the next day and they could be hanging onto a desk and just as long as they're talking. But I think they evolved into, like, video and stuff. But, you know, but you get the point of, you know, doing radio. It's fun because you just can be. You don't have to really, there's really no rules. I guess as long as you're not out murdering somebody or something like that. I don't go off a bit for saying something like that, but it's so much more freeing. Radio is more freeing, and it's kind of like being improv, and especially if you don't have a guest, you got to keep talking and talking and talking. And sometimes after a while, my voice gets a little bit dry, but I have a little bit of company up here, and, you know, I'm up here in Maine, and the thing is, you know, I come from Boston, so it's like everybody's like looking at me. It's like, New York, is it Boston? You know, they're always asking me, and I don't even think of my accent because, you know, you don't sit and think what you sound like on a daily basis. And everybody, no matter where I go in this world, like I've been to like Aruba, and, you know, people like Boston, and it just stands out. Even my friends from Boston, my accent's really that thick. It's even thicker than some of my friends. So even some of the words, people can't even figure out where I pick up some of the words. I just say things out of the top of my head, and just like, maybe that's why I like always have done comedy, theater, improv, because it's fun. And I've done crazy characters, and speaking of a crazy character, I had a lot of fun, and this is an opportunity where I'm very so thankful for Jim McNaughton, if I can say his photography company. I mean, he does a bunch of other things, and Rural Studios. And I did a photo shoot on Sunday, and I had so much fun. And I've been having for the past year trying to talk to photographers. And I do understand, believe me, I do understand, but, you know, they say, like, how much sex sells. And as of right now, I do not want to do a photo shoot in a bathing suit. I want to be my best, you know, a little bit more toned and a six-pack and stuff like that. Because if you really think about it, if you look like you're not your best, you're not going to represent the photographer, even though they, you know, they have good eyes, photographers have good eyes. It's just that I have this creativity, and I try to talk to a photographer, and they're like, they're not interested. And I'm like, okay, so for the past year, this is what I've been going through and arguing, and like photographers, they're all set to go. And like other things I wanted to do, I want to do, you know, dressed up as the Crow, and other things along that line. And they're set to do it in the last minute. They don't want to do it. Now I know if I was half naked or naked, they'd be all probably gung ho and stuff like that. But it's kind of like, I don't want to do that. I want to do a photo shoot, you know, when I'm ready and I think when the time's right. But right now, I want to see a photographer that I can actually work with. So working with Jim, I've worked with him before. I met his whole family and his wife, really nice people. And he's done wedding photos. He's done women when they're, you know, pregnant, pregnancy photos and other things. So I'm like, you know, I feel very comfortable with Jim. And I don't like, I just don't, I want to feel comfortable with a photographer. So we were having fun. And here I am running around. Excuse me, I'm sitting here choking on my own spit. I'm running around in a costume in Maine. And NGR, I got to make sure I say this right so I don't get in trouble. Because I'm saying Electro Woman, Energy Woman. It's not. It's NRG Woman. It's three letters. And I keep saying the wrong things. Plus, the way I talk, I do butcher words, but running around in this one-piece outfit, and it's got a little skirt, and people just, like, looking at me. And I'm wearing nylons, okay? And it's like, I think they have to get me, like, longer nylons. So I'm here, like, walking around, pulling up my nylons, going, what the heck? I says, I haven't worn nylons in ages, but this is part of the cost, and I'm going, oh, my dear God. So taking pictures, and it's like, some people are stopping and looking, and I'm like, I don't care. So I'm just like, I'm having a ball, like how the pictures turned out. And it's something where he actually has a contact in China, you know, seeing how this project, this is a chance, something, you know, what the character is, NRG Woman. She's going to be kind of like from the 80s, kind of campy, what is it called, Sid Croft from, you know, Saturday mornings. I don't know if people remember that, but it's just like Saturday morning cartoons and those shows. It's going to be campy, cheesy, and, well, that was probably from the late 70s, kind of early 80s, but I have the big hair. Every time I get a chance to do something, what works out for me is the big hair. I cannot get away from the big hair. Big, huge, dark, black hair with the curls. And it gets bigger and bigger with every character. And I'm like, you know what? I guess if something I'm doing loving and represented in a way, and my hair is supposed to be kind of electric and it's huge, and when the wind's blowing, my hair is kind of electric anyway. It's just all over the place. I wanted to go back to my red hair and, like, straight, but I guess for the character, I can stay like that because I was doing another film. I've been up here for so long, which hopefully it's going to be done in December. Because I'm sitting here going, I can't take the winters in Maine anymore. I'm sorry. It's a beautiful state. And like I said, bless everybody that can handle the winter. Everybody out there, you know, God bless you. And it's, don't take offense for me saying God bless you. I know people are going to shoot me for saying God bless you. It's just something that, you know, it means I'm wishing you well. Bless you. You know, blessings and stuff like that. And if you say something like that or whatever and you believe any type of religion, you're kind of damned. Now, the thing I believe is I don't push anything upon anybody. You know, I believe in God. I learn about Buddha and, like, other things like that. And if people don't believe, that's their thing. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, you're going to hell and stuff like that. Because if you're really a spiritual person and you read the Bible and stuff and things that I've been like, I have my King James Bible and I've been looking through it and people that are saying stuff like, you know, about God hating gays and all this stuff. And I'm looking through it. I was like, where does it say that? Where is it black, white, and ink? Where does it say that? And I'm like, I cannot find it anywhere. Just looking at skimming through it. I'm like, okay. Sometimes I think they want to take the Bible to push these bad agendas and stuff like that. I'm like, why not live and let live? You know, if you really think about it, I mean, my life has gotten a lot better, but doesn't people have problems in their own life than to worry about everybody else's life and getting everybody else's business. I mean, really? I'm trying to better my life. Why am I going to care what somebody's sexuality is? Why am I going to care what somebody does if we're here on this planet Earth? No, we're supposed to be helping one another. Maybe this is wrong for me to think like that. I don't know. But, you know, I know that one person can't change the whole world. It could be possible, but, you know, my own way, learning to evolve, it's not just to, like, make money and become successful, you know, get a house and a car and all sorts of things like that, but I think success is when you reach a point and you realize in your life you're fully capable. You know, I get up, I can walk, I'm physically able to do things in my life. And I do know that, you know, out there there's all, you know, politicians. I say, I don't trust a politician whatsoever. I don't trust Democrats. I don't trust Republicans. And all these parties out there about you know, whatever it is. Because if you look in the world, nothing changes. Nothing changes at all. And, you know, I've been going over to Portland, you know, where the homeless are and where this is like a couple times a week and seeing things and people are there. And it's the same thing day in and day out for these people. Now, I know I have the mindset where, you know, I want to become successful and do things for myself, but I'm looking over there and I'm like, where are all these politicians that say that they can do things for people? But, you know, what am I to say? Maybe people maybe they don't know. See, I'm lucky enough to know where I've had people in my life show me the light, if you want to say it. Kind of sounds cheesy and stuff, but people have shown me the light and it's kind of the way of thinking, and I know I'm capable of doing things with my life. Maybe there's people out there that they can't see this, that what their potential is, what the magic is inside of yourself and unlocking. And I think this is going to sound cheesy and it's going to sound lame. A little while ago, I did a lip sync video. Now, I cannot sing. I cannot dance. The fact is, if I try to sing, I might break windows. I went to do a lip sync video of the song Frozen. And I think for some corny reason, I swear, I think that song is magical. Because every time I did, and when I did that, something happened. I don't know if I got to the point where I said, F it all, instead of let it go. And it just seems like things started changing. Now, I still have to work on things and work on myself. But I'm realizing, though, you know, everything that's happened in my past probably happened for a reason, things that don't work out. And I take full responsibility. Any guy that's ever been in my past or anything like that, and they just end up being jerks or whatever, it's my fault. You know how, like, we blame, well, if you're straight, you'd blame the opposite sex. If you're gay or something, you're probably the same sex or whatever your preference is. But I'm saying, like, in my own life, any guy in the past that I choose to be around with, that's my fault. Instead of going blaming all of men, it's not all of men. It's the guys that I picked to choose around. My fault, responsibility. And when I realized that, I started feeling better about myself. It sounds strange, very, very strange, but it's true. And I'm thinking, you know, I can be around, you know, better people in my life. And I'm like, hold on for one sec. What are you doing? You're trying to turn down the curtains. What? Get out of there. Get. Trying to pull down the curtains. I swear to God, I think the kiddies get jealous, really, really get jealous that I'm talking to on the radio. They want attention. They really, really want attention here. I just realized in my life that you take responsibility for things, and as you really, it's kind of a breakthrough when you really step back and you spend time with yourself. And this is what people have told me to do. You really got to spend time with yourself. Get to know yourself. Now, if you can't stand yourself, how are you going to be around other people? And I actually like spending time with myself because it gives me time to think and reassess life and how my life is going. Of course, I'm forever going to be a work in progress. It's never going to end. It's never going to end, ladies and gentlemen. Never going to end. I gotta admit, though, I've done stupid things in my life. I actually don't regret anything. I don't live with any regrets. I don't, you know how people, they sit there and they say, man, I wish I could go back and do this. And I'm like, no, I would never want to go back because right now I'm more happy in my life than I've ever been my whole entire life. Each day keeps coming, and I'm feeling very happy. I mean, look, I get to work at a gym. One of my favorite places in the world is to work out at a gym. You know, I get to go to the ocean. Even it's like visiting the ocean around here. In the winter, it's going to probably be too cold, but going up to the mountains. Tomorrow, I'm going up to the mountains, and I'm going hiking tomorrow. And those are like my heaven because the energy is so different. It's like it's going to sound crazy, but it seems like higher up, the energy is so much different. Maybe it's way because there's no technology in it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful climbing and hiking, and I enjoy that. You know, it might not be like the Himalayas or something like that, but even, you know, climbing, going up these paths, it's a little bit of a struggle because it's not like cement or anything like that, and you do have to climb up some rocks, and I actually enjoy that. And there was one part, I don't know which mountain I'm going to tomorrow because my friend Jen is coming to pick me up. And we're going really early in the morning because, oh, Lord. When we went one time, it was like 4 hours to get up and 3 hours to get down. It was kind of, it was a trek and a half. And go to find out, we took the hottest trail. And I'm like, no wonder why it took us 4 hours to get up. But, you know, as long as you're like, you follow the trails and keep your head on your shoulders, you know, you can do the paths on the mountains and hiking and stuff. And the air is so much clearer and it clears your mind and it's beautiful. So I'm going to be so thankful tomorrow. I might not be able to move tomorrow night, but I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to grasp hold of every single moment tomorrow and just enjoy it. I'm going to be really, really excited about tomorrow. I can't wait. And there's so much I'm looking forward to life. And, you know, just anyone that's out there and you feel stuck, you know, I got to admit this. I really got to admit this. There's times in my life where I was stuck. I thought, oh, my God, this stuff is never going to end. Your life can change. And I'm living proof that life can change and for the better. I think we sometimes have to go through all this crazy crap. And then once we get to a certain point, like some sort of plateau, it doesn't mean you're there at your success yet, but once you reach this plateau, you're going to be like, I get it. I see the bigger picture. And the thing that I realized, and I used to drive people crazy. No, I mean, I still do nowadays, but really is to say, I want to work with Jackie Chan. This is the thing I used to say all the time. But the thing is having this dream and not like, you know, just staying on the path. I've fallen off the path a couple times, but thinking, you know, this is a bigger picture. And I know that, you know, maybe I won't get parts. And I was like, just thinking about, you really can apply to casting agencies. This is the true part of the, you know, of the business where I belong to a couple of them, Boston Casting, LDI Casting, Jody Purdy's South Shore Casting, a couple of them on the East Coast. And, you know, out in California, you can apply to real casting agencies and you can get onto movie sets even as extra. And I figure I don't want to bother Jackie Chan. But, you know, if he does films in California, you know, I could get on even as extra just to watch him. You know, it's like I already know. I mean, you know, I've been, you know, knowing about working on sets, I've known this for a while. And you just stay out of the way, you pay attention, never look at the camera. It's one of those things like never ever look at the camera on a set. So I'm knowing that, you know, it could happen. I might not get a part, but, you know, I could actually be an extra. And so that's not going to bother me. You know, of course, you always dream of getting a part, especially with Jackie. But the thing is, the point is of having this dream, seeing the bigger picture, everything that's happened. I never thought I'd be doing a radio show because I talk funny. I really, really talk funny. Sometimes I sound nasally or whatever like that. But I've been doing this show for over 2 years now. I never thought I was going to be doing that at all. Never, 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 never. And now looking into a show in L.A. and California. Never thought I'd be going this far. You know, it's just, like more things, too, that, you know, getting to know beautiful people and people that are successful. And the thing is, when it's true. Don't be like the people who you look up to. Be yourself and become successful in your way. And I finally get that. It took me a while to get that, and even though things are told, sometimes I take a long time to get things. I rarely do. I don't know what it is. It's like a brick wall, but then I'm like, when I get it, I'm going, oh, I get it. Why didn't I get this before? Just kick me in my ass. So, like I said, I don't know what it is. After doing that lip sync of the song Frozen, something clicked inside. Something, I don't know what it was, but it was a wonderful thing that I just feel very happy about. Okay, let's see. What's this? I'm just looking right here. A little bit of my allergies. I'm just, yeah, that's another thing too. My, I've gotten, like, my health has improved so much. I think it's too, when you're more positive, I think your health can improve, because for the longest time, for so many years, I was so thin, so like not feeling well. And I don't know if it has to do with people that I used to be around. And it's something where I don't know what it was. Maybe it was like a negative energy. But asking the universe, saying, you know, can I find people that are more positive? And I want people that are going to really, really help me. And asking that, and as silly as it sounds, it really did happen. And I'm getting more and more people that are successful because, you know, people want to live the lives whatever they want. But I was like, I know there's so much more out there in life. There's so much more that I can do in this world. Sometimes we get it stuck, and I just have to wait. I know I have to be patient, but sometimes I have this crazy energy, and it just bounces off the wall here and there, and I know I just have to wait. And I'm just seeing fully that, you know, I'm seeing the bigger picture, and I'm like, whoa, did the cat just go to the bathroom? Oh, my God, what a smell. Oh, my dear God. You, how does a little cat, oh, my dear God in heaven, oh, my God. How does a little cat smell that? And I'm sorry. It's like, I know, I'm live on the radio, and it's like, how does he smell so much like that? I'm sorry, but it's just so bad. This is horrible. I'm sorry, but how does a little kitten do that? You dirty cat. He always wants to do that during the... I'm telling you, they do all these crazy stuff when I'm doing live on the air. You can picture this one. I've got, like, grandmasters from the Marshall world talking to me, okay, either on the phone or on my radio station, and these grandmasters of martial arts, and I've got the kitten torturing the crap out of me. Yeah, now I know why the big cat's up on top of the fridge, getting away from the little terror. I know, baby. What's up, kitty? What's up, my kitty cat? Oh, she's a good kitty. Yes, I know you want to scratch. Yes, I am the crazy cat woman. I've embraced it. I just embraced it, not ashamed of it, crazy cat woman. But I get to admit, two is enough. No more. After this kid, oh, no more. And you know something? When people tell you that they like tiger cubs, next time someone likes, you know, saying about tiger cubs and want to get a tiger cub, give them a kitten. Give them a crazy-ass kitten. you know, tiger cubs are kind of big. They're bigger than a normal-sized cat. Give someone a kitten. Make sure the kitten's really crazy. Because then you're going to see what the kind of reaction is when you got a little kitten swinging from the curtains, jumping over you when you're lying in the bed, running up and down, has like gnaws up its ass, like it's racing in the Fast and the Furious with Vin Diesel, and it's going up and down the place, this little furball that you cannot catch, it's running around like the Tasmanian devil. You're going to sit there and you're going to change your mind about getting a tiger cub. Because people don't realize that animals are big responsibility, especially baby animals of any type, because they're crazy. They have a lot, so much energy. They have so much energy. What is it? It's already 10:30. Are you kidding me? Sitting here talking, what, I got about 20 minutes or so, and I'm sitting here going, oh, I got a big towel on my head because I came home from the gym and I'm trying to rush, and I was like, I can't get this show set up. I'm like, oh, crappity crap, because I usually start at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. And I'm just sitting here going, what did I do to myself tonight in the gym?
Well, I lifted and stuff, and it's like, yeah, you know, six packs of abs coming along slowly, and it's just like feeling very blessed because stupid me, stupid is as stupid does. What's that saying from what's his name, you know, like a box of chocolates? What the heck? I'm having a brain fart right now. But, you know, I did something stupid. People say, you know, behave. And I went to do something stupid and I fell. This was a couple years back. And I snapped, what was it, the MCL on my left knee. I fell and I heard a large pop. I go, okay, I've never heard a pop like that. And I tore the inside of my left knee. I didn't have money for surgery. And what had happened is for 3 days I laid in bed. I go, that's it. My life is over and I cannot get out of bed. So I laid in bed for 3 days and all I did was watch Dragon, the Bruce Lee story of all the stories where, you know, Bruce Lee was paralyzed and they show him this is, oh shit, oh shit. And I'm sitting there going, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to walk normal. And I had to like walk with the limp and for one full year because I couldn't afford surgery. I had my leg wrapped up from my hip past my knee. Not a lot of people knew about this, but you know, I was limping. Oh, it hurt so bad. So I had gained about 63 pounds. And I'm like, yeah. I blew up because I couldn't do anything. And I was like, man, I just going to get, you know, I got to heal up my knee. And so my knee healed up and started bending my knee, and I took off the 63 pounds. Okay. Didn't do this. I didn't do it. I didn't have a stomach operation, no liposuction, no, you know, I'm not using steroids or nothing like that. I took off all the weight, you know, no plastic surgery or anything. I took off the 63 pounds. And I got back into the gym, which is the fitness center. I videotape, which I got to do videotape. And I get to use the gym there. And it's taking a lot of work to get a six-pack abs. And I'm trying to – and what I know is you got to eat. You got to eat. So it's like, you know, I got to make more money where I'm going to eat more. Because I'm never going to be able to put on this, you know, six-pack abs. Because part of working out and losing weight is actually eating. And it's really true. And you're going to have so much grams per pound or something that you weigh in. And I really would become a fitness trainer. I want to get certified. But it's anywhere. The certifications like ACE and NASM and the ISIS, the certification goes anywhere from $500 to $1,000. And I don't know if I can get funding for it. But I do think of other things, too, because I don't know how in other countries, but I know here in America a lot of people that don't know about the gym. I mean, it's a very sensitive subject. And it's hard to talk to people because what is people that don't go to the gym or that do want to lose weight and do want to take care of themselves, they don't have a direction or they're scared to go to the gym, scared to work out. Either they feel embarrassed or, you know, it's like they don't feel like they could do it. So this thing I'm thinking of doing is actually designing some sort of pre-workout workout before you go to the gym. So that people can get comfortable to themselves. Because, you know, me going to the gym, I don't care. No one's ever bothered me. You know, people give me looks, I don't care. I've sat before where the weights are with the guys and stuff like that. And it's like, if you really think about guys, they're going to look more at themselves in the mirror when they're working out than worry about anything else. So, you know, I'm there working out at the gym. And thinking about, you know, I did lose the 63 pounds. I mean, twice in my life, what had happened when I've gained weight. The first time I gained the weight, and I got up to 220. I was in an unhappy relationship. And after the relationship was over, I lost all the weight. And I was like, I got to work out and stuff. The second time was one with the injury. So injury healed, and I lost the weight. And it's hard work. Believe me, it's hard. And, you know, I just know that when, you know, it's really hard because it's not all, not everyone's lazy. Some people do have health problems, and what happens, and, you know, speaking and talking with people, when they put on their weight, their knees start hurting, you know, their joints and stuff like that. So it's like the, all these things, and, you know, it's hard for people to breathe. So even for them to take a couple of steps, it's a struggle. It's a real struggle for people. And it's like I feel really bad because it's like I want to help people, but I'm not a doctor or something like that. So it's like you have to be careful. But I think, too, is like, how do you get someone to start?
you know, to help themselves. It's really hard because it's like the more, because sometimes, you know, for a while, I didn't really want to work out. I was like, screw this, screw it. But I got to a point where I was like, I want to lose the weight. I want to get six-pack abs because I had them before. I know I can do it again. And age, it shouldn't really matter. Like, as of next month, I'm going to turn 44. And age doesn't matter. And I keep thinking about these things, trying to talk to other people, and they're like, you really do that? And they think that they can't do it, but if I can do it, come on. I'm just this person, and it's like I have these dreams, but I know that, like, with some things that I want to do, I want to swing from a helicopter and stuff in a film. And I think getting in shape the best I can be is for safety reasons. So the stuff that I want to do. Like I said, I don't know if I'm really going to do films for the rest of my life because, like I said, radio, I feel more comfortable doing radio. It just feels, I don't know, it's just more freeing. And I don't have to worry what I look like. Right now I'm sitting around, no makeup on, in my pajamas with a towel wrapped around my head. So it is quite, it's fun. Like I said, I just like cleaned up the kitty litter box. The kitten did a poop and he's finally like laying down. He's cleaning himself, so he must be settling in. That's good. That's very good. Very good kitty. Very good kitty. His name's Rocky Balboa, but he acts like Stitch or a gremlin sometimes. Yeah, named cats, Jackie Chan, kitty's the bigger cat. And little kitten is Rocky Balboa. I don't know. I think I should have called him something else. Pain in my ass. Little hemorrhoid. You know, rat bastard. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know if Rocky Balboa, but it's like he's gray and white. He has little white paws, and he's got gray on his head. His front little snout, if you call that on a kitten, little snout, he's like looking at me because I'm petting him. He's white. So it's like a gray hood like Rocky. And only me. I'd be going, I went up a mountain with my friend Jen, came down. It was like, I saw a sign for free kittens. This could have turned into a horror film. Seriously? Going up the mountain? Come on, seriously? It could have been some crazy stuff. I just have crazy stories where, you know, sitting here doing some other films, and I went to this one for, what was it, Central Realism, and I played a couple of characters, zombie, and I had my Kato costume, which is, it doesn't fit anymore. I'm like, my Kato costume doesn't freaking fit anymore. The mask and the hat does, but the shirt's too big. I paid for the costume, and now the costume's too big, and I got to get a smaller costume for the Kato costume. Darn it. But my point is, when I went to go and do film for Central Realism for the ninja scene, where I played the head boss ninja, and I'm sitting there, and I'm, like, looking around. I go, oh, my gosh, this looks like something out of a Stephen King film. So people, like, laughing. The guy, Alan, is into laughing. I go, what? And he's like, I hate to tell you, Shelley, but Stephen King grew up on this street, and down the street is the pet cemetery where he got the idea. I'm like, what? And I'm like, really now? And then, you know, thank God I'm not as paranoid as I used to be. Because I had to go to this seminar thing somewhere and had to take a bus. And the buses come like once an hour. So there I am on this street, and there's like 18-wheelers going by. I look to my side where the bus stop is. There's a grave cemetery. There's a cemetery. A crow comes down, sits on a tombstone, and has this little piece of hay or something. I'm going, you know, this is like a start of another Stephen King movie, you know, like a pet cemetery going down that long road with the 18-wheeler, and there I am, like, right next to the cemetery with the crow coming down on the tombstone with a piece of hay hanging out, and I'm going, oh, crappy crap. Imagine looking at the crow thinking of death, but I was like, I know better than that, though. It's like just sitting there, it's like, man, if I ever just stand up, I ever get out of Maine, there's some crazy stuff up here. I'm just telling you, it's like, this friggin', I can't say little green men, but, you know, there's these aircrafts up here, and then these, like, these lights or something like that. I was like, you can call maybe a UFO, but it's like, if you've ever been chased by these freaking things, you'd be freaking wanting to get out of Maine, too. I was going to this is, mind you, too, this was a time when my leg was messed up. Still, I'm going down this long street. I had to be in work at 6 o'clock in the morning. The walk was an hour and 15-minute walk to get to work. So, you know, it had to be in work at 6 a.m.
So it's like getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going on this like part of this little highway thing. And I'm looking up into the right, and I'm looking up to the sky, and I see like these little lights, and I'm thinking, okay, whatever. So I start walking, and I see this, you know, it's like going in the sky, and I'm like, okay, what's that? So I go to stop, and I look up, and the lights stop, and I'm going, what? So I start walking, and the thing starts moving, and I'm going, what the heck? So I start walking faster, the thing starts moving faster, I'm looking like, well, what the hell is that? And, you know, how I show in all these videos about people taking things of UFOs and you don't know if it's real, people just sitting there? I'm sitting there going, what the heck? And there I am running. I'm doing the total opposite of what people show in the film. So there I am, and I'm going, what the heck? And this happened a couple of times. Now, maybe I sound crazy enough, but I can't say little green men, but, you know, there's crazy stuff up here, you know, happening in Maine, so... right now I'm going to take a little break. Let's see, what song do I want to play? I want to play Star Tonight by Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, and I'll be back.
It's Cardiac and Laura Lee.
starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Alrighty, and I want to end the show tonight with Sung Won Choi singing on Korea's Got Talent. He plays second, and this is a song he actually sang on the show. I want to wish everyone a good night and pleasant dreams, and be talking to you soon. This is Sung Won Choi and Nella Fantasia.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno l'anime che sono sempre
fantasia, io penso.